This week on The Marquee, we've got hot docs and brotherly love. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Out of the Furnace, Christian Bale plays Russell Bayes, an iron worker who is desperate to find his brother Rodney, played by Casey Affleck, who goes missing after an illegal bare-knuckle boxing match. His search takes him deep into the Appalachian Mountains and into the dangerous path of Woody Harrelson.
Currently underway at the Gateway, Columbus Documentary Week features a number of worthwhile docs. Spend the next few days at the Gateway, and you'll meet new people, visit new places, and gain new perspective on a plethora of topics. There are so many films that we can't discuss them all, but some of the featured films include Inequality for All, Magic Camp, The Rolling Stones' Sweet Summer Sun, Hyde Park Live, The Punk Singer, 20 Feet from Stardom, and many, many more. Visit gatewayfilmcenter.com for full listings. Or for big screen picks on a small budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Don John or The Wizard of Oz in 3D. And since this week's new releases don't have a whole lot to offer, I'll recommend taking the family to see The Wizard of Oz. Just watch out for those 3D flying monkeys.
Since the options are extremely limited this week, I'll say if you're in the mood for a dark drama, Out of the Furnace isn't a bad choice. With that said, Catching Fire and Thor: The Dark World are still out if you've been avoiding the multiplex.
Or if you'd rather spend this weekend catching up on movies you may have missed, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Mortal Instruments' City of Bones. This adaptation of the popular young adult novel stars Lily Collins as Clary Frey, an ordinary teen who discovers that she's descended from a line of warriors called Shadow Hunters, who are tasked with protecting the world from demons.
Hugh Jackman returns to the role that made him a star in The Wolverine. In the latest X-Men installment, Logan, aka Wolverine, travels to Japan and becomes embroiled in a blood feud involving samurais, a man from his past, and the loss of his healing powers. The Wolverine, in my honest opinion, is the best X-Men film since 2003's X-Men 2.
Made in 2006 and screened for critics in 2007, All the Boys Love Mandy Lane was finally released to theaters earlier this fall. The long-delayed thriller stars Amber Heard as a high school it girl who's invited to a secluded ranch where one kid after another turns up dead. Despite the fact that it was stuck in limbo for years, this corny, cliched thriller is actually both clever and entertaining.
In The Smurfs 2, the short blue creatures team up with Neil Patrick Harris to save Smurfette from the evil Gargamel before he uses her in his scientific experiments to create an awful new species known as the Naughties.
The improvised dramedy Drinking Buddies stars New Girl's Jake Johnson as a fun-loving guy whose relationship with his friend and coworker, played by Olivia Wilde, changes after the two spend a weekend away with their significant others. As with most mumblecore films, it has its share of good moments and bad. It's often awkward and uncomfortable, but it's also honest and amusing, too.
In Winnie Mandela, Jennifer Hudson portrays the wife of Nelson Mandela, from her childhood through her husband's incarceration during apartheid. Terrence Howard co-stars as Nelson Mandela. Television releases include The Simpsons Season 16 and the popular TV comedy Hot in Cleveland Season 4. If you're in the market for something a little older, be sure to check out the sci-fi thriller Saturn III, Rex Harrison in The Ghost and Mrs. Muir, North to Alaska, 1942's The Black Swan, and Alfred Hitchcock's Frenzy and Family Plot.
Well, for my pick this week, I'm actually going to choose All the Boys Love Mandy Lane. This low-budget thriller isn't flawless, but it's still a lot of fun. Definitely a clever take on the same old horror flick.
While Kristen is going low-budget, I'm going big-budget with The Wolverine. It's not the franchise's best entry, but it's a huge step in the right direction for a series that I'd almost written off.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for yet another epic journey through Middle Earth. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
you'll shoot your eye out, kid.